Cindy said something. I was a sheriff to Dr. Tanner. I was the one that raised that other one to stay home. I understand that the southern half in general has been excluded. I mean, but I understand that. No question about it. Southern half in general has been excluded. And we see a number of, and so anyway, so to that end, I was more than willing to support 14-1, and I'm serious, and let me tell you, because I think I told you this prior, I'm just saying it's open. I know we can enhance, we can comply with the Voting Rights Act and at the same time protect and open White Oak Hill District. The PBL came down here with no uncertain terms to state that. I knew that that was one of the primary concerns, and said no uncertain terms. Dr. Jones came down here and stated very clearly that we'd be more than willing to enhance the minority representation and at the same time protect the White Oak Hill District. Now, if we were more than willing to, Mr. Box, I do believe I'm talking to Dr. Oh, okay, well, I'm sorry, I can't hardly hear you. I'm sorry, because I need to hear everybody. And so anyway, so that was indeed our concern. And we've been more than willing to do that. Because, and I'm not just saying this, but hell, because the common line was that the southern half has been historically excluded, and most of all these at-large people have come from North Carolina.
Right.
And that is the reality. And so, and that's the bottom line. And when we have indeed been historically excluded, that we've had three people at-large from North Dallas and two people senior member district from North Dallas. They've walked in with five votes on this council. And so my whole position here is that I think we have much more to come and been more than willing to work with. I've shared it with you privately, now I'm sharing it with everybody openly. Now, there's no way that I can sit here with all due respect and support even thinking that the Hispanics can have the likelihood of electing a Hispanic with 41%. But a 41% voting age district, that's not going to take place. Miss Munster asked us to deal with 10-I and 10-I-1. I think that's the maximum in this way, based on your analysis and your staff analysis. 41%. Okay, this is under 10. Okay, and we were convinced that we could do much better under smaller districts. That only makes better sense. That we could do much better under smaller districts. That you could enhance the probability of electing a Hispanic under smaller districts. That's one of the reasons why we went forward with the 14-1. And so anyway, that has not taken place. I maintain that this council sitting down here consciously and deliberately violating the Voting Rights Act, and does this by one of those facts right there. And so to that end, I'm going to have to be leaving y'all.